All right, hello and welcome to the Wolf Den, episode one. Today's topics are going to be origin stories. We're still continuing on with the previous theme of missing 40% of our crew. But this time, instead of Brian, we're joined by Evan.
What's up?
Evan. And Matt is returning. As a little surprise guest, we're having Matt's brother, which his name is also Matt. It's his stepbrother. It's his stepbrother, but we're going to refer to him as Little Matt. I guess he's going to come in, pop in shortly. So, origin stories. Who wants to kick it off first?
Bro, this man Matt is like a gypsy family, dude. He's got like freaking like 13 siblings.
Honestly, hold on. Yeah, like, before we go on the origin stories, yeah, he has a whole family tree that is just all over the place. Oh, Matt, how
Listen,
many?
I think that deserves an origin story in itself.
We can diverge into that rabbit hole if you want. So who's starting off the origin stories about how the wolf pack came to be?
Well, I'm sure we can all just, you know, add bits and pieces along the way. I guess I can start with the basics. So yeah, the three of us went to the same school, Montgomery County. I think I played football with Matt. Matt was like a much better player than I was. I was a fucking bench warmer at the ass.
You were the fucking tight end. I remember that.
Oh god, dude, I was 130 pounds my freshman year, and you know what position I wanted to play? I put myself as defensive tackle because I just couldn't.
what the fuck
told me. I don't know shit about football, and somebody told me it was the easiest position, and I had like no idea like how to do the play. So I was like, oh yeah, I'll just be defensive tackle. Oh, dude, what a bust.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was a defensive tackle when I played. By the way, I hated the football system, but whatever. I hated football.
Yeah, so much favoritism. It's ridiculous.
It was. I guess... So it started off with you, with Evan and Matt, and then Cal. So I guess just talk about how you guys... How your friendship started off.
Yeah, I guess so. I remember Evan and I weren't exactly like buddy at that time yet. I
mean, yeah.
We didn't like hate each other or nothing. It's like, but we didn't really get close till I guess we really started like wrestling. We started wrestling. That's like you and Cal were already kind of hanging out, and then I kind of joined in, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I'd say Cal was our bridge that I guess. Thinking back on it.
Yeah. Oh my god. Well, it was just like fucking wild from there. But yeah. So we played football together, and then wrestling started, and then Cal, his basement. Like, that's where it really began. It was just fucking, oh god.
Oh yeah, dude. Just getting high. Before all that, dude, we were actually, no, I think there was always weed and alcohol, but I think the first big thing that we did together, Matt, was when Cal fucking asked us to dance at the Mr. Sherwood.
Right.
Oh, dude, I've done a lot of dumb and dangerous things in my life, and maybe I'll go through that with the origin story of myself, but I'd say the scariest thing I ever did in my entire life was like that 1.5 minutes of dancing on fucking stage
in front of my whole fucking school.
Oh my god, dude. That's just, oh, I almost pussied out like four times. And if it wasn't for like Cal and Matt just like egging me on.
You don't understand how much convincing it took us.
Oh, it did. It did.
You guys were wearing jorts from what I remember, because I was there. I went to go see you guys. You guys were wearing jorts, freaking like tucked in t-shirts, like white t-shirts, and like sunglasses. It was like the greatest thing ever. You know, you got to see your nice meaty thighs. It was just amazing.
Yeah, dude, we were still like shredded from wrestling season two.
Yeah. The fucking what was that? yeah, we got jeans and we cut off the legs, so they were like cut off jeans, and then they were booty, you know, they were high, and I still have my shorts though, and we got green duct tape and we taped C-A-L on each of our like our ass cheeks. So when we turned around at the end and we just like slapped our asses and it spelled out Cal.
If that ain't the most heterosexual thing, I don't know what is.
Here's the funny thing. Me and Matt were not even in the Mr. Sherwood competition, which, by the way, was the name of our high school, Sherwood. We were literally just up there to help our buddy win. Like, that, like, there was nobody else that performed during that competition that wasn't actually, you know, running for it. So fucking Cal, dude, he owes us a massive favor, dude.
Mr. Sherwood is like, I don't get it. Are you like the king of the school or something? Is that what it's supposed to like?
It's a male beauty pageant.
Yeah. So there's like a swimsuit like segment, and then there's like a talent section and all that stuff, and yeah. Needless to say, we did not even come close to winning. That's rough.
It's the effort that counts. It's the dancing in the jorts and the humiliation of dancing to Backstreet Boys. I don't even know what you guys dance to.
Dude, we danced to Kesha.
You danced to Kesha?
Yeah, there were like three songs in there. It was Kesha, Timber. It was Timber. We came out to Timber with Kesha, and then it was the Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah, and then it's the Fox thing.
Oh yeah,
it's the Fox thing, that fucking meme song.
Oh,
from like,
yeah,
shit, like 5 years ago.
Yeah, that was funny as fuck.
That's great. But so I mean, I guess that just kind of like embodies the type of friendship that you guys had. And then I'm gonna segue back to like kind of the football season about like when they played together. So the first time I ever met Matt, I was a little freshman, and like Matt was a junior. Yeah, he was a junior, and I was really just you know, throughout middle school, I wouldn't say I was like bullied. Well, I don't know. I was bullied. I was like kind of picked on.
You were the butt of everyone's joke.
I was the
joke.
Butt of like, everyone's you... joke. Yeah. I was just really just like, I was like everyone's bitch, so to speak. And I guess it kind of showed my freshman year of football. But so then I was just chilling. And then comes Matt Roberts with his beard. He had a beard and he had like this weird mohawk. This really janked up mohawk. And then, do you remember that, guys, when Matt had a mohawk?
I don't remember. I remember him having a mohawk. I don't think it was too bad of a mohawk, though. It was certainly better than the mohawk I tried to do my sophomore year.
Listen. This mohawk was a Jew from Mohawk. And that's not even a Jew. Like,
yeah.
Listen, in my opinion, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad, in my opinion. But
fucking look badass.
But so he's like, you know, he's coming back from his varsity practice, and I'm on the JV squad. And then he just stops, stares at me, and then his nose is just flared out, and he's like, "I'm going to eat your soul." And I'm like, "What?" I'm like over here like a little like intimidated. Like, I don't know, what did you pay? You were online. Matt was online. It's like big lineman. He's just like, "I'm gonna eat your soul. I'm gonna make you my bitch." And I'm like, what the fuck? And then, but yeah, no, honestly, from that point on, it's like I would see Matt every once in a while and then try to talk to him, be like, "Are you gonna still eat my soul?" And every time he'd be like, Yeah, I'm gonna eat your fucking soul. But we,
dude, can I interject?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't really like you at first because like of how much of a like a bitch you were being. You were like, you were letting people like walk over you, and I just didn't like that. I was like, dude, you're being annoying because you were giving them like yourself to be joked on, and I was like, I was just tired of it. And that Dotun, are you getting to the Dotun?
The Dotun story was my sophomore year, but I'm gonna get to that. I think my friendship with Matt solidified during wrestling season. When, because honestly, you know, our coach used to say, like, you know, you make friends and you make bonds during wrestling and you stick together forever. And honestly, it's true. I mean, that's when Matt and I really started kind of hanging out over at our friend Sean's house. I started seeing him more. But honestly, you know, I do get the vibe that when we first met Matt, you weren't too fond of me. I do remember it a little bit.
But the thing is, like, I didn't realize at the time, like, who you really were. You know, I just looking at you, I'm like, who's this little guy just fucking putting himself out there to be, like, fucked with? I was like, so stupid. Like, but I didn't really realize what was going on. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, maybe it was, what, like a defense mechanism?
A little bit, I would say so.
Yeah.
It was just like, because I was just kind of used to it. I was like, all right, whatever. But during wrestling season, I do remember my first year of wrestling. My first year of high school in general, I was still kind of that shy, timid kid who got pushed around a little bit. But so Matt, the more I started hanging out with him, I guess he kind of started accepting me a little bit the closer we got together. And then that's when he started like kind of beating my ass during wrestling season.
You know, I think our friendship really started, like, I was, like, kind of, I saw what was happening. Like, I started seeing, like, you're just being picked on, man. And then I remember one time they were just laying into you. And then, like, they were, like, throwing your shit around or something. It was after, like, a football practice. I remember you were playing football at the time. Because, like, the whole, like, JV football team was around you and stuff. I think they might have been varsity. You know what I'm talking
about?
I do
know what you're talking about, yeah. And so then, from that point on, I guess Matt just kind of took me under his wing and started accepting me a little more. And then just kind of started telling me, hey, you don't let people, like, push you around and stuff. During wrestling season, he would just really just lay it on me, like, to the point where I'd get pushed to tears. And I guess that just really toughened me up.
So my whole thought was, like, you know, you don't let anyone, including, like, your friends, you know, like, anyone who's your friend shouldn't push you around. You got to fight back. You know, that was, like, my whole mindset. I was like, I'm gonna fucking beat your ass, but you're not going to let me. You know, you're not going to just give it to me. And I don't know, God, that was fun as fuck, though. I remember, like, fucking just shoving your ass down the mat. I wouldn't do anything. I would just push you down, just topple over. And then next thing you know, you're fucking whooping my ass. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, I do remember just getting the shit knocked out of me by Matt. And there was, like, almost like a switch that would go off in my head. It wouldn't be until the point, because Matt had to push me, like, really freaking hard for me to get angry. And that's when I'd start getting, like, giving pushback. But to say that I was ever, like, even like an equal wrestler to Matt is just not true. There would just be times where I would get angry and then whoop on him for, like, a spurt. Out of, like, a spurt of anger.
Yeah.
And,
You just spurt all over him.
Honestly, no, I'm serious. Like, it was just, like, I would get so freaking angry, and then I would just have these spurts of anger and just let it all out on Matt. And I'd catch him in a few things. And then, basically, you know, throughout, even after wrestling season, you know, he would just tell me, hey, like, just fucking stick up for yourself. And come sophomore year, basically the end of freshman year, you know, that's when I started, like, kind of sticking up for myself, not really being a pushover.
Yeah, dude, you really internalized that when we lived together. He's like, whose fucking dish is this?
Yeah, okay, so for people who don't know, I lived with Evan for a little
bit. Whose fucking spoon is this?
Like, dude, what the fuck is this mess, man? Can you please, like, take care of this?
Oh, God. I remember hearing both sides of that.
but going back to how I was, you know, started segueing my way into the group, is that, you know, come sophomore year, I only played football for 2 years. because I just freaking hated the favoritism and just sport in general. Like, it just, I guess my heart wasn't for it like it was for wrestling.
Dude, how could it, dude? Honestly, it's like, you build so much better relationships in wrestling, because like in football, if you don't put a fucking lock on your locker, somebody would freaking, like, not just your shit. Like, I remember, like, we had to sell these like stupid ass like coupon like cards or whatever, like $20 a pop, that would like go to like support the team. I left it in my locker and somebody stole all $200 and the rest of my cards out of the freaking like locker. So they were like not only just like backstabbing me because I had to like, you know, front that money because I sold cards, but they also like were stealing from the team. So it's just like, I always just hated
that's
it.
The
I
mean, thing.
Wrestling
that's
was so
the
much different
thing that I hated about football. And you see, the thing with wrestling is that you don't get that. You get a brotherhood. You get a brotherhood.
Yeah.
And people
yeah.
like to say, oh, you get a brotherhood too with football. Fuck no. Fuck you get no. favoritism.
And there's such a hierarchy too, because you know, there's the JV football field and then there's the varsity football
the
field.
JV football field.
Like, you're already getting talked down.
Yeah, honestly.
That separation between JV and varsity that like gives like the varsity guys like the sense of like superiority. Yeah. To like be a dick, and versus wrestling, you know, JV and varsity wrestling, like we all wrestle on the same mat, we're all doing the same shit together. It's just the better man gets the, you know, the spot,
and you push each other too. It's not like you guys put each other down too.
And there's no favoritism, like, you know, like say like me and this, you know, say I'm varsity and there's another guy on JV, and we're in the same weight class. Doesn't matter if the coach likes him better than me. If he says, "Coach, I want to challenge him," for his spot, you know, the coach has to set up a wrestle between you two, and then whoever the winner is gets the fucking, you know, the starting slot.
Trial by fucking combat.
Exactly.
Yeah, seriously. And I so much better.
And just because of that bond that me and Matt had formed during the wrestling season, I remember there was this freaking guy, his name was Dotun. He was another lineman. He had just moved up to the varsity squad. And I guess he wasn't hip to like kind of just like my how I transitioned as a person. So I guess he was just kind of he saw me again. And he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna push him around." And I gave him some lip. I remember I gave him some lip because he was trying to talk shit to me. And then he ended up pushing me into the bushes. And then Matt, you just tell this side of the story because this is from your perspective.
No, honestly, I think you remember it a lot better. I just remember fucking just coming up and just being like, you know, I was like, you know, you need to back the fuck off. I was like, you don't fuck with him. I was like, you don't fuck with Bernal, you know?
Yeah, and he was just like, oh, he was so scared too. He was like, I'm so sorry, Matt, because Matt would lay the whoop ass on people if he really had to. Like, Matt's a big teddy bear. Like, he won't. Under very specific circumstances, he most definitely will just lay down that whoop ass.
Well, it's for the brothers. I tell you, like, there are very few people on the football team I would stick up for, but the wrestling, like, the guys I made like friends with on the wrestling team, I'd fucking kill for, bro. I don't give a shit. Like, I don't care. I was like, fuck you don't fuck with these motherfuckers.
Exactly. And going back to the favoritism thing about the whole like football squads and stuff, like, I remember sophomore year, you guys remember Robbie Happy?
Oh yeah.
So for people who don't know, Robbie Happy was this really big brolic man who is just super strong. I guess he wasn't a good wrestler. He had his three techniques down, and had them down really good, like a shot, a takedown, pinning combination, and an escape.
But he was just not physically like superior to anybody.
So he would come out on top on every single wrestling match that he wrestled because he was just that freaking strong. He was just so much stronger than the people he was going up against. But I remember this guy. He basically ditched the team for about a month and a half. It was a ridiculous amount of time. And so I was in his spot, and I remember coach knew that I wouldn't beat this guy. Coach knew I wasn't gonna be Robbie happy, but I told him, I said, you know, Coach, I want the wrestle off. And I remember Matt even hyping me up. He was like, dude, you don't, you know, you go out there and you wrestle with your heart out, even if you don't win it. And I remember people, they went out to, you know, went out of the wrestling room and, you know, going to run stairs while the wrestle off was happening. And I wrestled a full period with this freaking huge man that was like twice my size in muscle mass. And I just fought really hard against him. I ended up losing, but that's what I'm talking about. It's like the sport's just different. You don't get the favoritism. You don't get all that BS.
Oh yeah, I mean, and the fact that the coach, you know, had us, the coach has everybody step out of the room and run stairs. Sorry, just inhaled something. Sorry about that. Yes, sir, mate.
Yeah.
The fact that the coach had us all step out, you know, like everybody else that wasn't wrestling, run stairs, so nobody's like, you know, cheering one guy on or like talking shit. You know, it's just. It leaves it completely just down to, you know, skill, you know?
Yeah.
Preparation.
He was my wrestling partner when we were... I remember I could never, like, gut drills and all that shit, you know, whenever we went live, I would get my ass whooped by this guy. Like, I could keep up for a little bit, but it's, like, his stamina. Like, him and I had, like, our bench press was close to each other, you know? Our squats were like roughly the same, you know. We had like strength level, but his endurance, like this guy's endurance, just it was 100% strength, longer than I could like give 80, you know. It was crazy. And every time I'd like get him somewhere and I just gas myself trying to like get him down like into like a pinning combination or something, you know. It was crazy. I just couldn't keep up with him. And he was like honestly one of my worst partners, because I couldn't practice any of my moves on him because of that. Because it was like, he just had those three things, so I could never practice. I was ass whooped every time, you know? And it just fucked.
One of the funniest stories, though, I do have about wrestling Robbie Happy, though, was in practice. He had a pretty clear face as far as, like, acne. Like, he didn't have any, like, acne on his face ever. At least not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
Dude, he looked like polished, like,
yeah,
onyx.
Honestly, okay, so... You know, we're not speaking bad about Happy. Happy, he's a really good guy now. I know he got saved by God. I know he wanted to become like a pastor or something for a while. He's a great guy now. Not trying to talk shit on him, but you know, this is just like, you know, a story. But so he had this. He just came into practice one day with a huge, massive pimple on his forehead. Matt, do you remember this?
I think so. It's funny, so.
He had this huge and massive pimple on his forehead. And so we were in a round robin. So basically round robin is is basically you know, three people, and they all interchange who wrestles within like like a minute, within minute periods. But it's just nonstop. You go. But so I guess, you know, Matt and Happy just really pushed me to tears at this one point. And I was really angry. And so I was supposed to wrestle Robbie in this particular, like, you know, time frame, and he was like on his stomach, and I was just really angry, so I just kind of pushed his head down on the mat really hard. And
then, yeah,
his fucking pimple pops.
Oh, yo.
And then he's like, just imagine like a really big black guy on my pimple. <He's> like... he goes my pimple.
Yeah.
And then he just, I don't know, man, like I pushed the button, like quite literally like broke his button on his forehead. And He got up so quick. He was just like, he was ready to throw hands. He was like, my pimple. He was holding his forehead. He was holding the fuck out of his forehead. That shit popped on the mat, dude. It was so disgusting. This thing was huge. This thing was massive. I was like, oh my goodness. No, yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, that was hilarious though. That was really funny. But yeah, so basically from then on, it's like I would just hang out with Matt. Like a little more, like after school. I'd go over to his house. And this is like sophomore year. And so we were like really good friends at that point. I guess it was just, like, our brotherhood just solidified. And that's when he started transitioning me into the three amigos being you know, Matt, Cal, and Evan. I became the first, what they like to call me, the wolfling. But we all know that we're all wolves. We all know that we're...
Yeah, you're a fucking wolfling.
Fuck you. So, rewinding back time, though, I have a funny story about me and Evan, actually, about our first real encounter as people. My freshman year, I remember Evan was wearing a retainer.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to tell this story?
Yeah, dude. I was like, I had to wear a stupid ass retainer because I just got my braces off. And I'm walking out of the wrestling room. I open my retainer box and I just see like only one half of my retainer in the box. So I'm turning around halfway saying, "Yo, everybody, watch your feet. I dropped my," and I just hear this fucking crunch. And fucking Jonathan's dumbass like looking down and looking back up at me. He lifts up his foot and there's like just a fucking pile of rubble of like where my fucking like $300 retainer was. He's like, "I think I stepped on it." I'm like, "No shit, dude." He's fucking obliterated that thing.
And the
dude.
Worst part about it was, though, is like I picked it up. I was like, "Oh, I think I stepped on it." I pick it up, I hand it back to you, and I just walk away.
Well, actually, to your credit, you actually did offer to to help pay for it.
No, I did.
I don't know if you remember that. Yeah, but you're like, "Yeah, no," you're like, "Dude, I can help you pay for that," or whatever. But I had insurance on it, so it was no sweat.
And for those of you who don't know, Evan needs insurance on anything that he has because he will either A, lose it, B, break it, or C, just like make it really crusty to the point where it just doesn't work anymore.
Probably three.
Yo, Bernal, now you know what? Now looking at that, you can't get mad at him for walking into the ocean with your shoes now. Okay?
Oh my god! Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
yeah, bro, you broke his fucking retainer. All right, fuck you.
Okay, yeah, I guess this is payback for something that happened, what, 6 years ago at that point when that happened. Okay, who wants to tell that story?
I might as well tell it.
I wasn't that mad.
I'm the neutral ground. I was on the outside just trying to keep people from killing themselves in this fucking in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, so the three of us went on an amazing vacation in Puerto Rico. I like Bernal said, dude, I fucking lose my shit all the time. And I ended up like losing like the only pair of shoes I brought with me in some hostel.
No, dude, you didn't bring a pair of shoes to begin with. You brought slides. Yeah. You brought slides to Puerto Rico for 9 days. But anyway, let's go with the facade that you lost them in a hostel. When... Continue.
Evan. I think we lost Evan.
Crusty boy.
Yo, can you hear me?
There we go. Continue with your story.
Okay, yeah. Whenever my phone, like... Anyway, so I only have a pair of slides. I'm going out with this French Canadian chick, and she's hot, and I can't just go out there with jeans and fucking slides on it. So I'm asking Bernal, like, "Yo, dude, can I borrow some of your shoes?" Because this guy's got a pretty decent pair of shoes. And things go really well that night, and it's just me and this chick, and we're making out on this fucking busted ass dock, because you know. What was that hurricane that just came through?
Yeah, Hurricane Maria and stuff.
Yeah, Hurricane Maria just fucking busted up this dock. I'm making out with this chick. She ends up dropping her purse in the fucking ocean. And so, like, we go from, like, hooking up to her just freaking the fuck out. Because, like, her wallet, her phone, her money, her credit cards, everything she needed to get home was in that freaking purse. Yeah, everything, dude. So she doesn't want to make out anymore, and I'm thinking to myself, like, dude, if I got to find this chick's purse if I'm going to get laid, because obviously she is not about it right now. So I fucking jump in the ocean, dude. I'm swimming around trying to find it. I can't find it. And so anyway, we walk back. She's crying the whole time. The shoes Bernal gave me were soaked, and my drunk ass puts these like seawater covered shoes in a bag where they just sit there like fucking like 2 days in the sun or some shit like that. And I give Bernal back his shoes or something like that, and they're just like damp and they smell like fucking death itself.
They smell so bad and they're sandy. I literally looked at you. I was like, what the fuck is this? I just looked at you. You came back to me, like, here are your shoes back. I look at you, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, what is this? And I'm like, I was so angry. I was like, Evan, we're gonna get a.
Oh yeah, you were so pissed.
I was like, Evan, you're gonna get a carry, and you're gonna carry my shoes on your back so they can air dry out. My dumb ass thinking that some filthy ass shoes. You know, I don't understand why you couldn't have taken off the shoes. Why do you take off like your have some decency for
you? Dude, I wanted to get laid, dude. I was drunk as shit, dude. I could have drowned, but I was going for it.
You're fucking crusty, first off, because what you could have done is you could have taken off your shirt and your shoes and your pants and then just like gone in the water and have a look at your amazing body.
I had drank it enough to kill like a baby elephant, all right, at that point. And all I know is that she was like, yo, we can't do anything. I got to find my purse. And you bet that my fucking, like, my brainstem just fucking turned just to find that purse. It was the only thing going through my mind.
My shoes took a, you know, they took one for the team, I guess. But yeah, I was.
Well, anyway.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So the shoes smelled so bad that we actually couldn't have it in the rental car. So we tied them around the back of the Jeep, right?
So we tie them on the spare wheel in the back. Yeah, we tie them on the spare wheel back. They would just dash when inside the Jeep that we rented.
Oh no, I remember that. Yeah.
And so I guess we're just like doing our own thing. We picked up this one nice girl. I don't remember what her name was. She was like an Asian lady staying at the hostel that we were staying at. Yeah, and then we go do our thing. She's like sunbathing, and then you know, Matt, Evan, and I are like, we're snorkeling. We have a fun time. You know, it's great. We saw some beautiful things. Which by that instance, we you know, just by snorkeling, we got all sunburned.
Yeah, I got fucked up.
But we are rushing to get the Jeep back to the rental place because we wanted to head back to the mainland because we were on an island. And we're rushing. We're just super rushing super hard because they're going to close at like 5. And it's like 5 minutes to 5. We're like 6 minutes away. We're like hauling ass.
Yeah.
And then we just look like clowns, like piling out of a car. Just like, like hauling ass and just getting our stuff and then turning the car in. And then I guess I'm so like, I was like kind of pissed because I just wanted to, I didn't want to pay more. So I was like, we gotta go, guys, we gotta go. I was like very assertive, but like, we gotta fucking go. And my main thing was just, we gotta go back to the ferry so that we can go back to the mainland. And so I was just gonna,
because
we were in a huge time crunch. We procrastinated way too much, by the way.
It was a fucking vacation.
Yeah, it was a vacation. But we, you know, my mindset was just go. I didn't care about anything. And then tell Matt, I think you were the one that was like, that said over to Evan, don't tell him about the shoes.
Oh my God. I was like, yeah, because, all right, when Bernal gets pissed, he gets fucking like, It's
oh, yeah.
Forever. Like, good luck getting this man to calm down. Like, he just wants to fucking punch shit, you know? Like, he just, like, he will murder somebody. As soon as, like, someone, like, just
spits in his direction, and he gets mad. He's just mad for the rest of the fucking, like, year.
I'm just assertive, yeah. I feel like, okay? I just think I'm assertive.
But you get assertive when you get angry. I was like, dude, he's like, you are demanding apology.
Yeah, your head just turns into a block of iron, dude.
Yeah, bro. So I was like, shit. We forgot the fucking shoe. I was like, oh God.
It's like, we'll tell him when we get to the ferry.
I was like, we can't tell him. Like, yeah, we should not tell him. Like, no, we just need to. We're too close to each other. He's gonna blow up. You know. So okay, yeah. Oh man. Now you go on. You tell the rest of it.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't. You guys didn't tell me when we were on the ferry. Just because I was, I guess you guys were reading me, and I was just like, oh man, we finally freaking made it. And I was like, I think I was lecturing you guys too. I was like, guys, we gotta like freaking leave earlier, man. But so we get to mainland, Puerto Rico, and then we catch the next ferry to go onto this other island that's next to the island that we were at. And so then we're on the ferry, whatever. Up on like the roof area where they have like seating, so we could just kind of like see the beautiful, you know, waves as we're going to the island of Vieques. And that's when like Evan is like, dude, I forgot your shoes. I was so mad. Dude, I like didn't talk to
Yo,
Evan.
Yeah.
I didn't talk to Evan, and then I went over to Matt. I scooted over to Matt. I was like, Matt, I'm pissed. And then Matt was like an idiot. He was like, "What? Why are you pissed, man? Like, why are you angry?" He's like trying to act like he doesn't know, like, why I'm mad. And I'm like, my shoes. Forgot my shoes. How is he gonna like defile my shoes and then forget my $140 shoes? And then I was like, I want him to apologize. And then Matt's like, listen, man, you just gotta take it easy right now. We're on vacation. He's trying to console me. He's like trying to be like, you know, he's just trying to tell me like, just relax, you know, it's okay. He'll apologize. You guys can work it out. Do you remember that, Matt? You were just like, look.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. All right, this goes back to another story, but it's like, I was like, basically. I was telling you, this is your brother, you know, this is our family, you know, right here. This is what we get, you know. And I was like, yeah, Evan fucking breaks shit. Evan doesn't give a shit when he breaks shit. You know, this is who he is. You know?
I remember I was like, no, I don't care, man. Those are my shoes. I was like,
Evan does this shit, all right? This is who you decided to be friends with, all right? And I was like, you get angry about stupid shit. I was like, neither of you are in the right now. And I was like, just trying to like console you to make sure you don't fucking like toss Evan's ass over the fucking side of the boat. And then I eventually went over and talked to Evan. And I was like, yo, this is pretty dirty. And, you know, I know he's overreacting, and eventually you guys like, you know, made up, I think on the boat. Bernal finally saw the light. He's like, yeah.
He's like,
I'm going to go give him a hug.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry, man. And I gave him a hug. I'm like, dude, overreacted. And then we came to an agreement that, you know, we were just, you know, he was gonna get me back for the shoes, and then later, you know, long story short, we end up doing the bioluminescent bay, and I was just like, dude, you know what, if you just pay for the bioluminescent bay on my end, then we're straight for the shoes. Like, I'm over it.
Yeah, that was, came to some sort of agreement.
Because I was kind of salty because those were my favorite pair of shoes and they were like kind of expensive.
Yeah, they were comfortable as fuck.
Yeah, they were comfortable as fuck before you defiled that piece of shit.
Yo, I debased those shoes like in every way possible. I brought those nice shoes low, dude, and I just fucking made them disappear.
I swear, man. Oh my God. Yeah, that was something. That was Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll be right back. I get my charger.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave you with me.
Go get your charger. But
it's little Matt. I'm here with little Matt.
Oh wait, little Matt's here. Little Matt?
Hey.
Hi, little Matt.
It's popping. So this is Little Matt, guys. We said that we were gonna have this guest, Matt's younger stepbrother. So I guess Little Matt, go ahead and tell us about your origin story, because we were just talking about our origin stories, about how we came to know each other, how we came to be. So how did you get to be inducted?
How did I get to know Matt?
Yeah.
Well, is my 2 years ago, my sophomore year of high school. I had actually just returned from a trip to China.
Yo, this
no shit.
Yeah. And during that week, you know, my mom started dating Matt's stepdad, Tim. And about a week, 2 weeks later, I came over. And when I came over, Matt was here. And, you know, ever since, you know, we've kind of just grown. You know, I'm to him, I'm Little Matt, and he's Big Matt.
Nice.
2 years, you know, I've known him. He's taught me a lot. And like you were saying, Bernal, he's made me stronger, you know, over the 2 years.
Yeah, you see, Matt just has that effect on people, I feel like. He does.
You know, Matt's a very down-to-earth guy. And he's honest with you. If he doesn't like something you're doing, or if you're being a dick, you know, he'll tell you that you're being a dick and that you need to fix it.
In all honesty, I feel like I took that from Matt, because one huge thing, one of my big policies now, at least in my outlook of how I view people, how I interact with people, is that, you know, if I don't like something, I just want to be transparent with you. Like, I don't want to, I mean, even Evan can tell you, if I don't like something, because, you know, we lived together for a good bit. If I didn't like something, I would tell him. I'd be like, look, dude, we got to talk about this. And that's just how I am. I'm just very straightforward with people. That's how I like to be. I feel like, you know, people, you know, I feel like passive aggressiveness. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I feel like passive aggressiveness is just, it's just awful. Why be passive aggressive with someone when you can... Just be honest.
Be yourself. You know, that's the best thing, is to be yourself and be honest.
Exactly. Evan, do you have something on that front?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I think I'm improving on that front. I think I come from a background where I just kind of had to beat around the bush.
Oh yeah, a little bit. Me too. And that's, you know, moving into this house and, you know, growing up, or, you know, becoming a part of a bigger family, that's helped. But go on.
Yeah, it's you know, something I'm getting better at, you know. But I mean, it takes, I guess it takes practice, you know, to make that switch over, to just be brutally honest. Because, you know, I'm in the military, and one thing that they really prioritized is just brutal honesty. That is like a valuable asset in the military. Like, they don't want people just bullshitting. They want to know exactly what's going on, you know? So that's kind of helped me a little bit, but I wouldn't say I'm as direct as Bernal and certainly Matt is.
Oh yeah. No, me neither. And but, Evan, you know, they've definitely helped.
Evan, go ahead and just kind of divulge into that. I'm kind of interested, over, cause you started taking, you know, doing ROTC 2 years ago, right?
Two and a half years.
So just spill some knowledge about how that kind of just like affected you as a person.
Well, it's actually kind of interesting. I think about that a lot. I'm a lot different than I was from the 20-year-old guy that I was when I rove in Texas. I used to live in Maryland with Bernal. Packed up everything I owned, shoved it in my Mustang, and drove down to Texas. Didn't know anyone, joined the ROTC program because I kind of wanted to, you know, just find some purpose, really. And it's a cool way to meet people too. But the first semester was a kind of a piece of cake. I mean, I had to go to PT and that kind of stuff, kind of bullshit. But then I had to go to fucking basic training over the summer because it was a requirement. And it was like, oh my God, dude, they fucking break you off. Like, Matt has a completely different, like, or Big Matt has a completely different outlook on basic training. I mean, that dude said he had fun, worst fucking months of my life. I hated about, that
what,
shit.
What were some of the things? What was the hell that put you through?
Well, so like, you know how like I'm always like fucking like losing shit and like breaking shit, and I can just be a crusty boy sometimes and just kind of be kind of, I don't say dirty, but I can be messy.
Yeah, for sure.
Like those fucking habits, they just hammer the shit out of you out. And so it's like, I had to confront like a lot of just shortcomings that like just very basic things that like just basic, like just basic things I just never really learned, you know, because I've pretty much been raising myself for since, you know, I was kind of a mid teenager. And so like basic stuff like how to make your bed like correctly, or like just a bunch of it's kind of embarrassing honestly, but just a bunch of little basic things that I almost had to learn from there. And so
I get that.
So that taught me a lot about getting up early, but you know, just getting my affairs squared away, being prepared, that kind of stuff. And so but it, you know, ROTC was a good gig, you know, it kept me busy, you know, kept me fucking sober on the weekdays. I wasn't just going out getting drunk like every day, like, you know, like I probably would have been. I got a full ride to an out-of-state school. I mean, that's always fucking good. Learned a lot about what I'm good at, what I'm bad at. Stuff like I said, like being direct, you know, about like what you're trying to articulate. That's something I improved on. Public speaking has, like, I still have a long way to go, but I definitely improved on that. Like, I used to just go up there and just be like, just dumbstruck.
Let me tell you, I'm a very, I think I consider myself an outgoing person, but public speaking, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't do that, man. That's like, I really have to just kind of hype myself up for a good bit if I'm going to, you know, do public speaking. I don't know what it is about it. It's just nerve wracking a little bit. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck. Yeah.
It is.
I can't fucking do it.
I can do it if I'm comfortable with what I'm talking about. But, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I'm a commissioned officer now, and so it's, you know, as an officer, I mean, you can't, it's gonna work against you, you know, if you show up as a platoon leader and looking at this guy who's all scared and shit to, you know, address his men. So it's like, that's something they really try to get you good at, you know, get you comfortable out there, because I mean, you know, they expect you to not be perfect getting out of ROTC, you know, they expect you to improve as you're military career progresses, but they want to be like, you know, at least get you to the point where you can make a good impression, good first impression, mm-hmm. You know?
No, for sure.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, dude, I'm so glad ROTC is over, dude. I got two birds with one stone, just got my college degree, commissioned as an officer at the same time. So I'm very proud of myself.
We're proud of you too, man. I think that's great. Like, you're doing your own thing now. Gotta go endeavor into adult, full adulthood, and being a square eventually. Cause, you know,
fuck that, dude. I got very different conceptions about adulthood. A wife and kids, nope. Not maybe when I'm like 40, I'll marry some 20-year-old. All right,
she's gonna leave you and cheat on you, dude. Fuck that.
Hell no, dude. I plan to be so fucking rich by then that, like, I'm going to be a good... My goal is to be in shape and have money at that age, but, you know, anything can happen.
Buy love. No, I'm joking. I'm just fucking turning your, you know, pulling your leg right now. But yeah, no, one thing I do wish that they drilled into you more, Evan, was freaking maintaining your shit. Because tell me why. Like, when was it? It was like a year ago, right? When you came to visit, and then you lost your PNC card, your bank card, debit card, and then I'm like, I go drive you to go get your bank card, and then you lose it the same day.
It was stuff like that that really got the drill sergeants on me. There's just like, I got so like worked up for the first like week or so, but like, I don't know. Like I eventually got like, it stopped becoming an issue in training because I was just so focused on it. I was like, I'm not getting fucking embarrassed again. I'm gonna fucking pay attention to my equipment. Like, I started like giving myself pat downs like at all times. So I can at least keep track of my shit, you know, in a military environment. But I mean, on my day to day shit, dude, I still fucking misplace everything. So that's just who I be, dude.
You know, one problem I have is that I forget to do stuff. Like I forget like little basic things. Not really. So much like I forget to do like some stuff. You know, one thing that my girlfriend gets on me about a lot is that like we'll be leaving somewhere, right? And then I just like forget to go to the bathroom. I'm like, dude, I gotta pee. Like when I'm already on the road, I'm like, dude, I gotta piss. And she's like, what the fuck? Like you could have gone. And I'm like, dude, I forgot. She's like, how do you forget? And I'm like, I don't know, I just forgot, man.
I know Matt's fallacy.
Oh, God.
Big Matt.
Big. What do you mean?
It is your. I would say punctuality, or maybe your time estimates for things.
Yeah.
We were just having a conversation about this earlier. We were like, "What? We planned out to do a call at like 3:45."
Yeah.
And Matt's like, "Yo, in like an hour, I'll get on it." And I was got to do was like I had to employ the Roberts. Matt Roberts' theorem, you know, we got to multiply any timetable he gives you by a minimum of 1.5. And then that gives you like an optimistic time period of when Matt will arrive or be able to do something.
And then look at
you.
This freaking, what is it? 11 hours later.
Yeah, dude.
I hate when I'm asked like, hey, what time are you gonna be ready? It's like, honestly, I don't know, but I'll just say this, maybe it'll make
what happened, all that upfront shit that we were just talking about.
Upfront,
being honest.
Listen, hey, I'm getting better about it. It's just when people ask me for my time, unless I'm working, if it's for a job, then I'm like I'm on it, like I'm there like 30 minutes prior, I'm like I'm getting some coffee, I'm like I'm ready to go, I'm ready to start my day. But as soon as like I'm off, like, yeah, as soon as I'm like I clock out, bro, good luck getting me like out of bed. Like I'm just like, yeah, I'll be there in 30 minutes later, I'm like, all right, I'm getting out of bed, I'll see you guys soon, you know. It's like, yeah,
you do you,
yeah.
Yeah, Matt's gonna do Matt.
Yeah, fuck everybody else.
Matt's going to emerge from his slumber when he feels like it, from his hibernation.
Yes, I.
He's got a full beard after a fucking 3-hour nap.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta rest so I can grow that beard, bro. It needs its rest.
I
focus all my energy into the growing
into
my beard.
Up. Into healthy beard. But listen, let me tell you something, Matt. Your beard feels like shit. My beard, nice and smooth and conditioned. Your beard, steel wool.
Yeah, you know what? It's because my beard is tough. It's not. Yeah, it's not spoiled, all right. It can knock a man out.
It's a man's beard.
Oh, a man's beard. Let me tell you about a man's beard, okay? A man's beard is someone who takes nice good care of his beard, beard oil, beard wash.
Yeah, yeah. I bet your beard looks good on Instagram with all those filters.
Fuck you! Oh, no, he's living my life right now, man. I don't.
He watches like Ben Shapiro videos and he's like, oh, Ben Shapiro gives him like a promo code for some beard oil.
Okay, that's something that Evan would get on me about. Evan would get on me about like when I would watch like Ben Shapiro on like our, when we were living together. Yeah, like every time Evan would come out of his room, I'd be watching Ben Shapiro, but Ben Shapiro would be reading an ad read.
Yeah, dude, he'd be like flowers or some shit like that. Like next day fucking blinds or some shit, like,
bro, he's so fucking awkward. He reads that shit, he's like, all right, now it's our first month, like fucking just dies inside, he just fucking like is dead and he's reading this promo for this fucking advertisement.
Yeah, I mean that's yeah. That's our Lord and Savior Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro, so this is were we gonna talk about this whole Alabama abortion thing?
Bro.
Oh, okay. That might be good.
Yo, I was out drinking with some friends last night, and I ended up spending the night at my girl's like friend's house. And I'm sitting there, I'm drunk as fuck. I can't even remember the conversation. I kind of blacked it. But all I remember, the only thing I remember, is both my girlfriend
and her best friend just getting fucking pissed off at Bernal on a phone call because Bernal's calling them baby killers. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? I was like, Jesus Christ, because we're all fucked up. We're all drunk. I was just puking, you know? I was like, what the fuck?
I was like half asleep, okay? To my credit, I was half asleep because you guys woke me up from the phone call. But it was funny because I was like, Evan, say something funny. And then Evan brings up that topic. Perfectly timed. And Evan is laughing his ass off constantly. And then it just kind of fuels my fire to keep calling them like baby killers. Like, all right. Yeah, I just trolled them, honestly. It was a big troll fest. But I guess, are we all done? So are we all done sharing our origin stories?
I don't even know if we even finished any of them. I think we just like...
Different conversations.
I guess, listen, I guess we have the basis of the origin stories. Unless, Evan, you want to diverge into one of yours.
No, I'm so good.
Okay, man.
Then we got a couple topics
We have a few topics. So I guess we'll leave it up to the consensus of what we want to talk about. Let's take a little vote here. So one of the topics was Avengers Endgame, Game of Thrones.
Okay.
John Wick 3.
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen John Wick 3 either.
I would say Endgame is the best one because the final Game of Thrones episode just came out and I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah,
so I guess we'll save that for the next podcast. I mean, I don't watch Game of Thrones. I tried, listen, before dude, we go on to...
Bro, just watch the last season.
That's what I've done.
Listen, I can't do that. I got...
That's what Tay's doing, bro. That's what she's doing.
If I'm going to start something, I'm going to start from the beginning. But let me just say, my girlfriend and I, we tried to watch the first episode. We could only sit through 30 minutes of it because it was so boring. And this is just my personal opinion, but I will tell you something. Within the first 15 minutes, I did see 7 pairs of tits. So I guess that is something cool.
Why do you think I kept watching, bro?
Listen, I'm trying to see some man ass instead. But anyway, I guess Avengers Endgame. Let me just go on the record that I do not like Marvel at all. I'm more of a DC Comics guy. Okay.
Hey, you know that's fair, but I just want to say you can go fuck yourself.
You know what? Maybe I will. Maybe I'll do it right in front of you. But listen.
There's nothing wrong with that, actually. I'm with you. I love both, actually. I cannot say anything against DC. Can't say anything against Marvel. But I can say something against DC Marvel. Or, Jesus. DC Cinematic.
Okay, yeah. No, the Cinematic Universe. Okay, that can go suck a cock. Like, it is terrible.
Yeah, they're just flip a coin, dude, every time. Like, is this going to be ass?
Is it going to be mediocre?
They're standalone movies are phenomenal. You know,
Batman movies.
Yeah. Well, as soon as you put them together, it's like it's fucked. You know, it's like it's you can't. They just jumped into the Justice League.
Well, the Batman trilogy was. I mean, would you say it's a standalone?
The Dark Knight trilogy, one of my favorite. You know, I loved it. I'm not saying anything again.
Oh, it's by far the best for sure.
I'm talking about.
I mean, it's excellent.
The new cinematic universe.
Oh yeah, fucking kill me, dude.
But you know what? Whatever. Let's segue back into Marvel, I guess. Let me just go on the record as well. I don't like Marvel. I said that, but I also predicted the ending for Avengers Endgame. I predicted one of the three things that would happen. Okay, I'm just gonna put this out there, and you guys can discuss it. I said either something's gonna happen where the universe gets reset to zero and everything just gets wiped away. That was my first prediction. My second prediction was that they were going to use quantum mechanics and to travel to a quantum realm to go to a different universe and live in that universe. And then my third one was that they were going to use like Dragon Ball Z type time travel to to fix everything.
Bro, fucking Dragon Ball Z shit.
Because, you know, the Dragon Ball Z stuff is like, you know, if you were to affect something, if you were to take something away, like creates a new timeline, but it doesn't affect the present, your timeline. It just creates a different split in the timelines. But yeah, I basically predicted the ending of Endgame. And so that's why I don't like freaking Marvels, because I think they're just so freaking predictable. in my opinion.
I think you kind of know what you're kind of getting into with a superhero movie. You know, you kind of understand the fact that there's kind of a basic premise. I mean, the good guys are going to win, but I mean, what superhero movie doesn't really follow that same premise? I mean,
it just wouldn't be worth the watch. Yeah.
You know what doesn't? And I'm going to be a fucking nerd right now and say it. Freaking anime. No, anime. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure doesn't follow that. Part 6. Go read the manga. Love it.
I don't think I've seen
it. It's great. I like it. I recommend. But we're not here to talk about JoJo's.
Yeah, so Matt, what did you think about? Matt, what did you think about Endgame?
I think it took a lot of beard energy to stop me from crying, but I was able to do it. It was hard. It was hard to get through that movie without getting choked up a little bit. I think they did. God, I fucking loved it. I think that they should have. It should have been longer. You know, it with all the time it had, it still felt rushed. You know.
How long was that movie?
3 hours.
So it was on a Wolf of Wall Street type time.
Wolf of Wall Street, great movie.
It is, but like, you know, Wolf of Wall Street is just a freaking long ass movie. So I guess it was like one of those movies. Just three fucking hours. 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, but we kind of deserved a long movie because there was just so many fucking like movies like building up.
Credit to the MCU, a cinematic universe or whatever. I think as much as I don't like and I don't enjoy Marvel, I think they did a really good job in just like kind of building a story that took 11 years to finish with like, what is it? It's like 25 movies or something like that. Some ridiculous number. I think props to them for that. I think that's freaking awesome. Like, that is so cool in my opinion.
Yeah, dude, and I just love Thanos. I think at the top of my head, he's probably my favorite villain in the Marvel universe. I mean, I was actually rooting for that guy. I mean, he's just so fucking stone cold, dude. Like, I've always like loved villains and stuff. It was just so dark, you know, compared to some of the other villains that we see. He's obviously wrong for what he wants to do, but you can see his intentions. Like, are there, you know, he doesn't seem like just kind of a hack, half-baked, you know, villain. It's like, oh, I'm just here to kill people, you know. It's like you could see the fallacy of what he wants to do.
I think I agree with that too. I think it's like a very skewed take on an anti-hero villain / hero, depending on what, because that's what Thanos is. He's almost like a hero depending on which way you look at it, you know what I mean?
Well,
yeah, he actually has a pretty convincing argument, and it's also, it's not like a half baked ass like villain, like fucking what is it, Doctor Strange, the fucking Dark Shadow Realm is coming. Like, come on, it's,
yeah,
that's just
freaking evil bad guy pops out of nowhere, has no motive, he wants to just take control of the world. And I guess you know, if you look at Thanos at the base and you just scratch the surface with him, that's what he is. But once you start getting down to the nitty gritty about what he's looking to do, he's a completely different villain. He's a completely different, like, he's a very well written character, in my opinion.
I've always kind of had that same kind of thought process. You know, like, I could really, like, you know, relate. I was like, yeah, man, it's fucking too many fucking people.
Dude, honestly, we need a genocide. Okay, sorry. Oh.
That's your fucking mouth, bro.
No. But no, I mean, listen, this could turn sour. I'm just gonna say that was a joke. But
we need another bubonic plague.
You run for like congressman one day and like someone just fucking digs up this
exactly,
segment.
It'd be like, fuck.
And then they're like, we also have a video of your penis.
Yes, yep, my video of my penis, man.
Oh god, that'll be me fucking doing that fucking head ass.
Oh yeah, but I don't know. I guess what they're gonna do now that Endgame is done, is they're gonna delve into Spider-Man and the new Avengers. Yeah. Maybe I don't fucking know. I don't know how that works. Because apparently, like, Tony died and Iron Man is dead or something, and Black Widow killed herself or some shit like that. I don't know.
Well, it looks like Spider-Man's going to be taking over the mantle of Iron Man.
Which is cool. And you know what? As much as I don't like Marvel, Spider-Man will always have a place in my heart. Because I grew up on the old Tobey Maguire movies. And people like to rip on them.
Oh, yeah.
People like to rip on those movies. But I guess there's just a nostalgia.
Those are dope movies.
There's a nostalgia aspect to it, though.
Yeah.
Do you compare those movies to the Amazing Spider-Man movies with, Andrew Garfield? Yeah. Those movies are freaking, like, unacceptable.
Those are freaking awful. I was like, what is this?
Like, Sony had the rights to Spider-Man, and they just... Well, I think they made the Tobey Maguire ones. Those were good. But they just could not get it down, dude. And eventually they just sold it off to Marvel. And now Marvel's actually doing a decent job.
They didn't
job
sell it. I don't think they sold it. I think they...
Oh, they just get royalties.
They just made a deal.
Yeah.
Gold mine, bro. That is a gold mine for Sony, dude. That was a good business investment.
Dude, Disney is fucking getting a monopoly on this shit now. Like,
oh my god, they own everything, dude. They just bought Hulu.
No way.
They just bought Hulu.
Yeah, they just stock in Hulu. They own like 60% or something.
Yeah,
like they're gonna build their own Death Star, dude. Like they literally have enough money for that.
They own Star Wars. They own Marvel.
They're gonna buy Tesla next, and then we're gonna be freaking shitting our bricks.
They're gonna. They have so much money now. Walt Disney can actually fucking come out of this cryo cell.
Yo, he's like, my plan is almost complete.
He's like, good.
He's like, I'm going to kill all the Jews now.
He's going to be the next thing. He's going to be the real-life Thanos.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, for sure.
It's very scary.
I believe it.
Bro.
He's probably like, you guys played Fallout New Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you he's like Mr. House. Like, he's just got a machine up there.
Yes.
Linked up to his fucking cryo brain. And he's like, buy Hulu.
Buy Hulu.
Buy.
$6 a month.
Bro, just wait.
And don't they own, I don't mean to interrupt you, but don't they own, Harry Potter as well?
Didn't they just get
bought Fox or something?
Yeah,
they Warner Brothers. I want to say.
Oh my god, maybe, dude! Somebody's got to do something about this.
That's unconfirmed.
But I mean, aren't they making a Harry Potter world?
I mean, they already did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I should be the tech
guys. Guys, time out. We have a tech guy now.
What do you mean?
You know how Joe Rogan and like and Steven Crowder and freaking our boy what's his fucking name? God damn, why am I blanking here? Jew boy, what's his name?
Ben Shapiro.
Like a little
Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro. And you know how they're like, hey, pull up that video. Here, research that. Is that true? You know how they're like, they have those guys in the background who are just like running checks?
Yes.
Bro, we won now.
Oh, it's freaking Little Matt. Little Matt, your commission will be one freaking Somalian schmeckle per search. Like,
I just want a crisp high five.
Per Google search.
No, NBC Universal steals Harry Potter from Disney. And that was in 2016. So... NBC owns it, or Comcast.
Okay, can we talk? Okay, listen, this wasn't on our list of topics that we had written for today, but can we please talk about how J.K. Rowling is just a fucking clown? What she's doing with her series?
Oh yeah, it's like you're not gay until J.K. Rowling wrote vlogs about it.
It's like straight up, like she's freaking saying that like Hagrid is like. Like a transgender or some shit.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Something like
that. She's doing some wild shit.
She's like transgender.
I don't believe
and Dumbledore had an intense homosexual relationship.
I heard about Dumbledore, but I did not hear about
Hagrid apparently is a fucking woman.
What?
A transgender man or whatever. I don't even know what the freaking term for it is.
He's a transgender half giant who identifies as a ogre.
Some bullshit. Who identifies as Shrek?
Ogre, dude. It's like, hey, what are you doing in my swamp, Harry?
You're in my swamp, Harry. But yeah, I mean, and then what else? She made Hermione black. When in the book, in the books, they talk. She talks about her pale skin and ginger hair.
Yeah, well, wasn't it for like a play or something like that?
No, like they actually like overwrote the character Hermione being black. Yeah.
Really? Wait, I'm looking that up right now. Yeah, I guess that's a real thing. I mean, that's just pretty whack.
I mean, I feel like this whole PC culture, like, oh, you gotta conform to everyone's feelings. I don't know. I feel like it's all BS.
No, I'm all about that. And, I mean, you know,
you get so much flack for it too. Honestly, you get so much flack for it if you're like one of us who are just like, what? No, that's weird. That's dumb. Like, don't do that. You get so much flack for it. You get so much kickback. People are like, oh, you're misogynistic. You're a pig. Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, it's definitely it can be touchy to voice certain concerns about certain topics, you know.
Yeah.
I took a gender studies class and I was like, you know what? I mean, they had some good points and they had other points that I just blatantly just disagreed with. But there's just no way to talk about it, you know? It's like I'm not going to argue with this freaking teacher with a PhD, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're all entitled to our own beliefs. And my thing is, like, you can say whatever you want. You can be whoever you want, you know? You can call yourself a fucking man cheetah every day of your life. I don't give a shit, you know? It's like...
Don't bother me.
Yeah, as long as you don't start hurting people,
yeah,
you know? It's like, as long as your man cheetah ass doesn't go around trying to claw people to death, you know? That's fine.
Or, like, don't... to me, like, you don't deserve, like, special rights, like, from other people. Or, like, you shouldn't be treated differently. I don't know.
I think I agree with little Matt there. I think he kind of put it very beautifully. I mean, I'm not gonna change my
I'm not gonna change my lifestyle because
exactly.
of you.
Like, you do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like even like with you know, gay rights. I think it's stupid how like they're trying to dictate whether or not these people can get married. I feel like it's like a freedom thing. Do what the fuck they want to do. You know, what you do in the bedroom doesn't interest me.
Yeah, but like also with like the people like going to ask or the people getting denied of their wedding cake because of the person's religious beliefs.
I think that's a little different. In my opinion, like I think you shouldn't impose. You know, if there's a religious belief, they should stick to that. If it's up to them if they want to honor the services they provide, they shouldn't be forced.
Well, I don't think anyone should tell them how to run their private, you know.
That's
business.
What I'm trying
exactly.
to
exactly.
Yeah, so put it that way. You know, it's like, you know, you have no right to come in here and regulate, you know, who all that stuff. It's like at the same time you want to avoid segregation and all that stuff, and like, you know, like whites only. You don't want that shit popping up. You don't want anyone being like, no gays allowed. But at the same time, you know, it's well, actually, I don't know. Cause
I mean, look, this is America. You know, if people want to be ignorant, have them be ignorant at the end of the day.
But that's just gonna like kind of it's gonna breed more like shit. You know, it's like you let people, you know, turn other people away for their sexual orientation. You know, then it starts this, like, it's okay to start segregating now. You know, it's okay to say that certain people can't come into my store, you know, and I could see, you know, how that would be a solid argument, you know, on their side. You know, it's like I could see why they want to avoid that. I mean, I saw something the other day and I was like, oh, that's some shit, you know. It's like, but what, like, they weren't letting white people into this like bar or something.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's kind of fucked up. And I was like, now thinking about like not turning away service because they're gay, kind of thinking about that now, it's like it's kind of the same thing, you know. Yeah, you're not letting gay people in because they're gay. It's not because they're assholes, you know. It's not because they're being rude customers. It's because they're just
a different belief.
They like to suck
other dudes' dicks. You know, it's like, who gives a shit? You know, but
yeah, like, who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck what people do in their free time? If you're gay, so that, I don't care. Have fun.
So that's
you do. That's you live like, your best life at that point.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. I don't know. But that's just, you know, our personal beliefs, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
So, do you guys want to talk about Game of Thrones and the what your opinions are on the series thus far?
That'd be good for next episode. I mean, it all comes down to, you know, this last episode that was today. So it's hard to but so far I can talk briefly about it. I think you know, I'm sure this is a very, you know, heavily talked about topic already, but it just seems that it seems so apparent that they just kind of rushed to the season. That's not really a new argument people are making, but the writers of Game of Thrones got signed over to Star Wars, and so it seems pretty apparent that they just want to, you know, finish off their season or finish off the series so they can move on to something else. Now, HBO said, hey, yeah, you guys want to make 10 seasons? And they're like, no, we're just going to do 8. And, you know, there's just not enough time to get through everything. You know, it's just, they're just kind of rushing things.
Yeah, there was a lot of storylines that could have been, like, concluded, you know. And,
yeah, just dead ends.
Yeah, now we'll never get to know. It's just too rushed.
That is what it is.
I mean, the whole thing with, what is it? Daenerys, like, going crazy and burning down King's Landing.
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy, you know? I just don't think that she should have done the transition to the Mad Queen in, like, half an episode, you know? If like, they could have developed that better.
Yeah, like, there was no transitional period. There was just, like, there's one episode, and then, like, the next day, they were fucking burning it down. I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, okay. Let's get introduced to something. Okay, it's gone now. Okay. Oh, boy. Whatever. I mean, I don't watch the show, so just like whatever.
Yeah, you might as well save yourself the trouble.
Are you suggesting that me and my girlfriend should not continue?
I'm suggesting at this point, fuck it. Honestly, you could how they destroyed it. You know, I wouldn't say destroyed it, but how they did it. It's just, I'm not too like excited about the idea anymore. It was a fun series. It was. I enjoyed a lot of it. Had titties. Had killing. You know, I had, like, freaking warfare. Like, medieval warfare. Shit was dragons. Dope. Yeah, dragons. Had every little boy's desire, you know? Titties.
Dwarf people.
Swords. Yeah, fucking funny-ass dudes.
Peter Dinklage. I know the actor is Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, fucking Peter Dinklage made that series, okay? I'm sorry, I'm gonna say that. I love him, you know?
Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's just a powerful symbol for, you know, little people everywhere. that's the correct terminology, right? Little people.
Yeah, dwarfs, dwarfism, midgets.
I think the word midget and dwarf is definitely not the word to use.
Little person, smurfs.
Little person, I think that's smurfs. Peter Dinklage is going to hear this, and he's going to use his influence to fucking wreck you.
Fuck him. I'll just get my boy Ben Shapiro on him. And Ben Shapiro will be like, short. You are in fact short. Destroy a fucking midget.
Ben Shapiro destroys little person. I can see the YouTube video now.
Post that up on the Pornhub.
Just track. Peter Dinklage destroyed with facts and logic.
Yeah,
I'm gonna post that on fucking Pornhub. Fucking Ben Shapiro destroys Peter Dinklage.
You'll probably blow up, dude. Just clickbait.
But so, I don't know, guys. Well,
I got a topic before we tie this off. When is our next vacation? Had a lot of fun at Puerto Rico.
Vacation. Listen, I know I caught that on this year. I had some sleep stuff. I had to freaking get it, you know, just rearrange. I can say that now I'm I feel fully okay and adjusted to the sleep stuff that I was needed to get adjusted to. As far as this summer, I don't know if I'll be able to do anything this summer, but they can be something like during winter break. Because what I'm doing right now is that I'm really, really trying to save up for Towson University, since I'm, you know, I'm going to transfer schools in the spring.
Okay.
And I'm doing that. Summer classes, both summer one and summer two, just so I can just get some core things out of the way.
We just need to find a week. Let's just do a fucking cruise.
Honestly, cruisers are pretty cheap, right?
Yeah. And we can do like some fucking. They've got like little casino on board. You can do like a poker tournament and shit. Okay. Yeah, bro. Be fun. Be fucking sweet.
That'd be awesome, man.
Yeah, dude, get a fucking all week drinking pass. Mm. Yep. Oh god, we'd be drunk as shit, dude.
Just drunk every day.
You were. There was one night on a cruise, Matt was coming in as we were all getting up. It was 7:30 in the morning.
That's great. You know, that's the embodiment. He was drinking for us at that point because we weren't ready.
Because that was right after your trip to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
That was still fresh in his mind, and he would compare everything to that trip in a sense.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm curious about that.
That trip was life changing.
Okay. I will say that is probably one of the best experiences I've ever had in life is taking that trip to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I agree. It really was. I mean, I've done a lot of traveling, but you know, it gets lonely traveling. I've been doing solo traveling for a long time, and it's just such a difference, dude. Just, you know, when you're with your best friends, like we could be hanging out in a fucking cornfield and we'd be having fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But imagine going to like an actually awesome place like Puerto Rico. I mean, man, it's fun
and
as fuck.
The thing was too is that we didn't indulge in like the all inclusive life, which is an error that I was trying to make when we first were starting off, when we were sorting out the trip. I was just like, guys, this should be like something all inclusive at a resort. And Evan being the more wiser, I think the more wiser and the more experienced, seasoned veteran in just traveling,
yeah.
He was just like, yeah. Dude, you can't do that. We gotta backpack the bitch.
Yeah, I was looking for a fucking adventure. That's what I wanted. I wanted an adventure, you know, to look back on. Like, we fucking backpacked somewhere, you know, we fucking went from place to place on foot, you know, and figured it out, you know. Emerged ourselves with the culture.
You know what? I immersed ourselves in the local cuisine, but no. Listen, I don't regret that for a second. Dude. It was probably one of the best experiences in my life. It is the best experience I've ever had in life.
I think I can probably agree with that too, actually.
And then, freaking Evan was the only one that got titties in his mouth, motherfucker.
Yeet.
But guess what?
Who's the favorite one out of the three?
Go fuck yourself, bro. Yeah, dude. Oh, dude. I wish one of you guys hooked up with this chick, and as long as I was the favorite, dude, that's what I really
wanted.
Fuck you. Yeah, Evan's wiping his tears right now.
Dude, I missed
out. You know, they actually invited me. They actually invited me to Quebec. They said that I could stay at their place.
Bro, they were just being polite, okay? Fuck you.
Dude, right. they messaged me, like, off the record, like, randomly.
You should do that, and then I should just, like, surprise them, show up. They're like, oh.
He's like, yo, let's leave off where let's pick up where we left off.
Is there any fucking broken-ass docks around here?
Yo, I remember
that's
when
your
I...
your next vacation plan. Done.
Yeah, let's
topic
go.
Over.
Let's go to Quebec, guys. The gang.
That's actually... That's not a bad idea, dude.
Yeah, let's do it. For real. Let's go.
That'd be pretty inexpensive.
I'm down. Yo, but I won't forget when I just remember like the morning after Evan like hooked up with her, and I didn't know what happened. Right, I just woke up and everyone's back, and I go across the hall to say good morning to the girls. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And I was like, I remember I walked with you guys to the dock, and then I saw like you guys were like starting to like get, you know, cozied up to each other. So I was like, oh, it's time for me to leave. Here we go. My boy's about to get it. And so I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh, they had a great night.
No, you're like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah. No, I was happy. I was like, fucker, you beat me. But I was like, you know what? Good for you. I was like, I was so happy. You know, I was so proud. I was like, you know what? That's my boy. So
yeah, because we were both competing, you know. Yeah. It was like it was the better man win. Yeah. And there's in that situation. Oh, anyway, continue.
Okay. So I wake up the next morning, everyone's back, and I go across the hall. I'm like, hey, you guys want to go get some coffee? And they're just fucking pissed. Like they're like, I'm like, what the fuck did you do, Evan? I'm like, because they're like giving me the cold shoulder. They're like, yeah, go, thank you, goodbye. I was like, what the fuck? I thought we were friends, you know? I was like, because we were always friendly. And they're like losing their shit and being bitches to me. And I'm like, all right, sorry. All right, have a good day. You know, nice meeting you. And I walk across and I put my jacket on that I let her borrow because it was raining out when you guys were gone. And so I let her borrow my jacket because she was getting cold. And so I go to put my jacket on and I just like reach into my pocket, you know, and next thing you know, I like pull out her bra. She left her bra in my fucking pocket. I was like, oh shit. I was like, I should probably keep this. That'd be funny as fuck. But I was like, that'd be weird. I was like, I walk back over, I knock on the door and they're just like disgusted to see me again. Like they thought they like scared me off. And I was like, hey, is this one of yours? And I just hold up her fucking bra. And she just fucking snatches it out of my hand. She's like, ah. She like closed the door on me. I'm like, ah, all right.
You should have given that to me, dude. I would have been more thankful.
He would have started sniffing it and shit. Fucking weirdo.
Yeah, bro. That was funny as fuck. Oh, man.
It was good.
You know what? Actually, the only girl I hooked up with was that British chick. Remember your friends that we met there?
The Australian dude that was with the British girls.
Yeah.
And making out this girl on the dance floor is pretty fly.
According to Matt, one of the ones wanted to dance with me. It was like into me or something.
Yeah.
But I went back because I was tired.
Yeah. She was asking me. She's like, hey, where'd your friend go? I was like, his dumbass went to go fucking sleep. I was like, and she was like, she wanted to bang, bro. I was like, you dumb motherfucker.
What? Did she say that?
Dude, she was hot for you, bro. Fuck you.
She was sweet on me. I didn't even know.
Bro, I was telling you this the whole time. You were like, nah, I'm just going to go back. I was like, you fucking idiot. What are you talking about?
Huh? Whoops.
No. But no. You decided sleep was the better lover for that night.
What did you guys do the night after? Because I left the day early.
Dude, we just went to a cigar lounge and fucking walked around Old Town.
Old San Juan. Yeah, we just smoked a cigar. Yeah. We smoked a cigar. We went to go eat at this amazing breakfast place. Mm. And that's about it. That's
really good. Yeah, we didn't really do much. It was just really, like, cool down. Like, it was like the trip was pretty much over anyways. Once you left, it was like everything was kind of done, and we didn't really. There's nothing really else to do within that one day, you know. So
because we weren't gonna have too much fun without you as well. I mean, it's not the same. I feel like when you have an amazing experience like that,
the crew kind of just it was broken up, and they're just like, well, let's just chill,
mm-hmm.
Have a good time, just relaxing.
Yeah, I mean, we were fucking hungover and on the move like all day, every day.
I'm sure of it.
Remember the guy, the car you spit into?
Oh my god! Wait, no, we're saving that. We're saving that for the next podcast.
Okay.
We're saving all that for the next podcast. But yeah, no.
All right, yeah.
I'll tell you.
Let's cut it here then.
We'll cut it here. So I guess this concludes episode one of the Wolf Den. Origin stories and end game. I guess we'll name this. Alrighty then. You guys want to say your goodbyes and sign off?
All right. This is your boy Matt signing off. Big Matt.
Little Matt, the new research guy,
signing off. Our tech guy.
Thank you for letting me join.
Says Lieutenant Luke saying adios.
All right, deuces, boys.
Deuces.
Oh, yeah. Ronald didn't do
it. Oh, yeah. Well, this is Thick Boy 9000. My radius is about 1,000 millimeters across. Anyway, I will be seeing you guys on the next podcast. Goodbye. Godspeed.